News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Our next guest has begun a roadshow across Ireland looking to highlight the history and future potential of some of Ireland's small towns. Architect Valerie Mulvin is behind the Reason of Towns exhibition. She argues that our small towns are exactly the same as some of Europe's finest. Valerie, good morning.
Morning. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I have to say that there are times when I will visit a town that was once vibrant and it's gone to pot. And there are times I'll visit a town that was once terrible and is now thriving. There is no individual secret to success here. It's down to the individuals living there, I presume.
It absolutely is. And I suppose that's one of the reasons why myself and Irish Architecture Foundation wanted to put together this exhibition, because what I really wanted to do was to excite people, I suppose, again, in the way that I find towns really exciting to be in, as spaces. So we wanted to try and kind of make as many ways in to an exhibition like this as possible so that people can look at it in different ways. So we made films, we've got notebooks, we've got all kinds of ways of telling stories, we've got fragments of craft that comes out of towns. And all these things are about trying to say to people, look, when you go on holidays or if you go on holidays to somewhere in Europe, you're likely to go through a fantastic town where people are living. And it's just the most beautiful place in the world. And we have those towns right on our doorsteps and we're not really making enough of them. And it also suggests a great way of dealing with housing problems that we have.
And we have so many places to live in these small towns, and it's nothing more frustrating than seeing buildings that are blocked up. I mean, one example that springs to mind is Abbey Leaks. I hadn't driven through Abbey Leaks for years because it's been bypassed by the motorway, and that would have signalled the death of the town at the time as far as people were concerned. It looked absolutely fabulous, and you know, properties were being lived in, shops were mixed with houses. It was a perfect example of it being done well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And Abbey Leaks is a really good example. And there are quite a lot, like Westport is another, Clonakilty. There's a lot of very good towns. And generally, something has happened. People have just decided they're going to live there. But it takes one or two things to kind of make that thing happen. I made films with Red Pepper Productions of about four towns. And we kind of wanted to look at the front and the back of the town. So the front is like the main square, if you like. And then the back are all the properties. And I kind of went through four different towns to give a different kind of arc through this. So I started in Templemore in Tipperary. We went to Clonus, we went to Youghal, and we went to Dungarvan. And Dungarvan is probably the most hopeful of these, has a market going on every week in the main square. And it has a more population now than it did before the famine, whereas all the others have less. If you walk down the street in Youghal, you will find about 100 vacant shops. And that's kind of shocking because it's such a beautiful town.
But is the reason for that vacancy, and again, it always strikes me that what will happen is the person who is running the shop will close it and then they'll die and then nobody owns the shop after that, or it goes into probate, or whoever owns it is waiting for a payday. And as a result, then the shop just lies idle. I mean, is there a way that we can force the sale of those shops, force them to reopen in some way?
Well, there is. I mean, I think actually the first step is that people need to want to do this. That's the first thing. And that's why imagination is so important. But we also need to try and reduce the risk for people because, you know, it's much easier to go and buy a semi-D somewhere in the middle of nowhere and say, that's it. I know what I'm spending. So I think local authorities have to get together on this and they have to kind of make a sort of a clinic situation where you've got the architects, the conservation architects, the heritage people, the planners, and most important, the fire department, all working together to help people sort out something like this. Where you have a property in probate, yes, that's a problem. That always takes time to go through. But there are signs of hope now that people are beginning in the local authorities to actually do things to take these properties back into public ownership.
Yeah, but the reason why we don't live above the shop, Valerie, is exactly that reason you've highlighted there, which is access. And that's where the fire department will always inevitably come in. We got rid of the separate door that gives you access to the property upstairs, and as a result, they all became vacant. Can we just have a campaign to restore the door?
Well, very easy. Yeah, of course you can restore the door. But actually, again, I think if you make it, there are lots of policies about this. There's a huge number of policies about towns. And the local authorities have begun to put town teams together. And there's a policy called Town Centres First. And that is beginning to kind of work on this, to find out who owns what and to try and help people, you know, just look at the opportunities that are there, because there are huge opportunities for people. And many of those doors are still there, by the way, and it's just a matter of looking, but a lot of them are just closed up. The fire department are crucial in this, and this is not difficult at all. It's done all over Europe. We just need kind of consistent policies all over the place.
All right. Valerie Mulvan, architect and behind the Reason of Towns exhibition. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.